Good afternoon. This is All Things Considered from NPR and WBHM. I'm Esther Chamakili. Heroin abuse continues to rise nationally and in Alabama, leaving more people searching for ways to stop the addiction. Families ask friends and professionals and scour the internet looking for the best and most affordable treatment for their loved one. But the financial burdens can be crippling, sometimes thousands upon thousands of dollars. Les Lavoie reports on the limited treatment options available in Alabama and the stress families face paying for help.
Several years ago, Lucy Cingarinelli learned her son was addicted to heroin. It turned her life inside out.
It cost me my marriage, lost two apartments, I've had a car repossessed, I've had my power cut off, my cell phone cut off, all because I'm trying to pay for Chris to get help.
After years of struggling, Cingarinelli's life is getting back to normal. Her son's seeking treatment and doing well. Her story is one extreme example of what many families go through to save a loved one from drug addiction. While there's an array of options available, all of them can be expensive, sometimes out of a family's reach.
There is a significant out-of-pocket cost for treatment.
Bronwyn McInturf is the admissions coordinator for the UAB Addiction Recovery Program. She says a residential treatment program can reach about $24,000.
Even if insurance is covering, they won't cover all the care. There will be copays. There will be a daily copayment to see the physician.
The insurance coverage can get cloudy. Most insurance policies cover a great share of treatment cost if a doctor judges rehab to be a, quote, medical necessity. If not, most policies only cover a fraction of the overall cost.
Insurance companies don't want to pay for treatment.
That's Angela Camp. She's with Bradford Health Services, a drug addiction recovery facility in Birmingham. Camp says she's seen individuals and families struggle to pay for help. And she says treatment centers and insurance companies are often at odds.
They want patients to step down to a lower level of care. What we believe is appropriate for a patient and what many insurance companies believe is appropriate oftentimes aren't exactly the same thing.
This is a group therapy session hosted by Treatment Alternatives for Safer Communities, or TASC program.
They say it takes 18 months.
Foster Cook heads the program. Cook says his clients have tripled in the last 2 years, mostly because of heroin. He's been seeing more and more families grasping to find the best therapy for their loved one. Cook says folks often approach treatment from the perspective of what they can afford, not what someone needs. People often don't know where to turn for advice.
Generally, people go on the internet and they start looking for places to go, and they find the ones with the banner ads, or they find the ones that make claims or whatever. And that's the door that they go in.
The bottom line, though, paying thousands of dollars for treatment can be effective, but Cook says it's no guarantee of success. Addicts often make multiple attempts before treatment is successful. Even if treatment does seem to work, families have hard choices to make, like this Homewood father who asked us not to use his name. His college-age son was addicted to heroin.
I told him that I love you, I will always be here for you, but we have nothing left to give you.
He and his wife paid about $100,000 for their son's treatment, therapy, and legal bills. But he says the family finally couldn't do it anymore. He told his son,
I will come visit you on a street corner and bring you a sandwich. I'll come see you in jail. This is your one best shot to turn things around.
He says his son is making progress, but the toll on his family went far beyond the money spent.
It'd be hard to say we came out stronger. You know, we're not tempered steel. We're a little bit banged up.
He sighs and says he's thankful his entire family pulled together to help their son through his addiction. And he prays for all the other families and friends stuck in the same situation. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.